AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The South and East are bracing for a nor'easter at week's end with the potential for significant snowfall. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Sullivan says winter storm and blizzard watches have already been posted.
We are anticipating a lot of those watches will go to warnings as we go in, especially toward the day Thursday night into Friday.
A small layer of ice and snow that hit during Wednesday evening's rush hour has already managed to paralyze traffic in the Washington, D.C. area. Many commuters have been stuck in their car for hours. At the close, U.S. stocks recovered much of an early plunge, but the price of oil suffered its worst one-day drop since September. The Dow lost 249 points. On the campaign trail in New Hampshire, Republican presidential candidate John Kasich says financial markets would respond properly if the U.S. economy starts growing.
The reason why we're seeing this reaction in the market is because the price of oil is reflecting a weakening of the economy globally. And I think with a strong U.S. economy, we can help pull the world out of this trouble.
President Obama says the crisis over Flint, Michigan's lead-tainted drinking water is a tragedy.
The president says he knows what he'd be thinking if his family lived in Flint.
I would be beside myself that my kids' health could be at risk.
Speaking to workers at a Detroit union hall, Obama noted he's authorized federal help for Flint and met with Mayor Karen Weaver.
I told her that we are going to have her back and all the people of Flint's back.
Still, Obama's also taken flack for not approving a disaster declaration. That would have freed up tens of millions more federal dollars, but he ruled it's for things like floods or fires, not lead in the water. Mark Smith at the White House.
President spent almost an hour at the auto show in Detroit. This is AP Radio News. The TV ratings company that measures Twitter mentions is expanding into the much larger Facebook. Here's Warren Levinson.
The ratings people at Nielsen are known for counting how many people are watching a TV show. Now they're expanding their efforts to measure how many are talking about it on social media. The company already measures Twitter mentions of shows. Now it's adding Facebook, which is a lot more people. Sean Casey, president of Nielsen Social, says it's another dimension of measurement for networks and advertisers.
There is TV ratings, and that's the currency in which advertising is sold. And then our data is about engagement.
Casey says Nielsen won't be reading your actual posts about, say, CSI or Jessica Jones, but getting Facebook information in the aggregate. Warren Levinson, New York.
Officials with the Bay Area Rapid Transit say they'll replace all fake security cameras with working ones after the shooting death of a passenger. The San Francisco Chronicle revealed the majority of security cameras there on commuter trains are decoys. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.